God, they sing a little louder. We need a word right now.
Faith that is not absolute is impotent. But when faith in God is absolute, result is inevitable. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Be blessed as you listen to this life-transforming message by the anointed servant of God. Your faith shall be built up and your miracle delivered.
Send away the word in this house
today. In John chapter 4, we're going to start from there. Verse 35, the Bible says, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." Praise the living Jesus. We have established that this is our harvest season. If you believe that, let your amen show it. Harvest season is gathering time. Harvest season is labor time. Wisdom demands that we engage ourselves in spiritual stewardship. Because the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse number 5, Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 5, it said, "He that gathereth in summer is a wise son." He said, "But he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame." You will not be a son that causes shame in the name of Jesus Christ. Harvest season is also, I know you will like this one, our payday. Harvest season is our what? Payday. You heard that testimony. He left the car, abandoned the car. Somebody will say that's foolishness. Okay, but that's the wisdom of God. Came back, not just that the car was intact. He didn't pay a dime to fix the car. God paid on his behalf. Praise the living Jesus. If he had stayed with the car, one, the car would have been there with him, stranded there, and the person that would fix the car will charge so much because he has to pay. Praise the living Jesus. But I see somebody's life changing for the better. Amen. So harvest season is our payday. It is our season of reward as we labor in his house. The Bible says in John chapter 4, verse number 36, John 4, 36, it says, "And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal. Both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together." You will rejoice this season. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want to say this to every one of us again. Serving God pays. Tap your neighbor. Say, "Serving God pays." Serving God pays. Tell the other neighbor, "Serving God pays." Serving God pays. Serving God pays like no other. Because God is the best paymaster. He said, if anyone gives a cup of water in his name, he said, the fellow shall be rewarded. That's who God is. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 41. He said, "It's not unrighteous to forget your labor of love." Hebrews chapter 6 and verse number 10. It's not just to bless you. No, it's out to make you a blessing. And that's what is happening to somebody today. In the mighty name of Jesus. God will turn you to a blessing. That is his ultimate. Genesis chapter 12 and verse number 2 to 3. Serving God pays. That's our topic. And this is part 2b. I'd like us to open our Bibles to the book of Genesis chapter 15. And we're going to read it together. Exodus chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15. And we're going to read verse number 26. If you are there, say amen. Exodus 15, 26. Now let's go. Let's read it together. 1, 2, go. "And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and we do that which is right in his sight, and we give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, and we put none of these diseases upon thee, which are brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you will turn to Matthew chapter 4, it will be good. Matthew chapter 4, and we're going to read verse 23 together. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Are you there? Say amen if you are there. Now, let's read it together. One, two, go. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Say a big amen.
Amen.
Any manner of sickness shall be cured here today.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
There is no sickness called incurable with God. There is no disease called incurable with God. Every sickness is curable. Every disease is curable. Cancer shall bow here today.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is possible to live a sickness-free life, to live a disease-free life, even in this world. And that is only possible through the empowerment of God. And somebody is entering into that today.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. It is possible to live health full, sickness free every day. Come on, say every day. It's possible. And you are entering into that today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Someone says earth is